Welcome, welcome, welcome to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosia, where we make love and not war. Zosia!
I love it. I always start laughing before. It's so funny. I have to say something.
Yeah, please.
Excuse me. I need a cup of tea. I have to have to sip in a minute, but happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Unstoppable Love. I feel this is a year.
Oh,
one
my
year.
gosh. I forgot. Thank you. Thank you, BBS. Thank you so much.
Unstoppable Love was birthed 1 year ago by my beloved host, Lauren. Would you like to say anything beautiful?
Oh, you are so sweet. Well, it wouldn't be the show without you.
Oh, you're so sweet. But you started it, so it wouldn't be here without you. So 1 year, that's a long time. How do you feel?
It is. Oh my gosh, I feel amazing. I'm expanding, I'm growing, and I know this show is helping me do it. I just know it.
Is it what, as you look back over a year, if you want to, is it where you could have envisioned it going? Is it totally different? Does it feel kind of what you were feeling, or anything you want to say?
Great question. I really had no expectations. I was just, let's see what happens. So yeah, and I could have never, I didn't really have an idea of what it was going to be. So I just know I love to laugh and have fun, and I love empowering and inspiring others. So yeah, that's, yeah.
I love that. I feel you're demonstrating that's how we live in the light. You just follow your inspiration, no expectations, right? We don't know the roadmap when we go. We just
That's
go.
Right.
So I love it. Well, congratulations. I'm honored to be your co-host.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations to you and me and us and all of us. And we're co-pilots, right? Of our ship.
Co-pilots with no map. And we started late because we were having so much fun with BBS. I'm telling you, BBS, we just put it live. It's just someday.
Zosia, didn't you, the is it okay about the meme that you sent about?
Oh, go for it.
What was it like? Well, I can't, God, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, but it's like, well, I dropped the map or something, or I dropped, I don't know, like WTF now, like what now?
Where the frick am I?
Yeah, there you go.
I can't remember it either. It was funny at the time.
Like, am I knucking futs or what? Oh, okay, Zosia, I have to share something.
Go for it.
Oh my God. So I won another contest here down.
Yay, you're inspiring me.
Oh, but it's a different kind of contest.
Oh, do tell.
It is. We do have like a parent, like a, there is a, like a explicit, you know, our show is classified at the bottom.
People are well warned.
Well,
it's been a year. They know.
So I want a wet t-shirt contest. But it's not, okay. But they're,
I'm
okay.
I'm so proud of you.
But let me tell the story though. So we're, you know, I'm doing the journey. I'm not perfect. I'm learning as I go. So me and this beautiful merman, last Sunday we were having coffee in sunny Florida and I just had a meltdown. You know, I fell off the horse. I had a meltdown and was crying and upset. And oh, I'm sitting here like a host of a radio show. I think she's got her shit all together. And the next day I'm like, wah! So this was brilliant. The way that he helped me, he assisted me was, you know, he's listening. He's just such a beautiful listener and open, and we're present with each other and engaged and holding space for me. And at the end, he's like, because we're right near the ocean, right at the beach. He's like, get up. We're going to the ocean. I said, what? I don't have my bathing suit or nothing. He's like, come on. Let's go. We're going to go swimming. I was like, okay. So I had on my like little, you know, workout shorts and my t-shirt. Do I add this? I don't know if I'm going to add this detail or not. It doesn't matter. But so we walk over to the beach and there's people out on the beach and there we go. Walk right into the water with our clothes on. And
I love it.
So And hey, it helped me. It helped me. It really did help me because he skydives as well. So he's like, well, it's either going swimming or going skydiving. So I chose the ocean. So I walk right out. I mean, I'm like, this is so not me. Like, this is so not, I would typically wouldn't do this, but it worked.
I love it. That feels the word freedom came to me. How did it help you? Tell people how did it, I mean, I could speculate, but go ahead and tell people how did it help? You said it's not me, but go on.
It totally it was cleanse it was a cleansing on a physical, a spiritual. It just cleaned the slate. It just wiped the slate clean. It was perfect. It was a reset. It was a, you know how powerful the ocean is and the
Yeah.
everything. It was a complete, like, it was it, I don't I'm failing I'm not doing a great job of explaining this, but yeah, it was like a reset. Like, okay, you had it, you had that moment. We're gonna come back to the here and now, and we're gonna be in the ocean, we're gonna be in the water, and we're just gonna be floating and just be.
It's beautiful. I feel like it's a way of letting go of whatever all the junk is on our slate. It's a way of cleansing it. And I feel it's beautiful. We don't even have to have words for it. It's just how you felt. What more do we need really? I just want to know, did people on the beach stand up and like hold up tens or something?
Not quite. We didn't get like people, like, I was thinking, oh my gosh, these people are gonna think we are nuts. But at
Or
that
you
point, I,
inspired them.
oh yeah, maybe I inspired them because I just didn't really care.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm just,
Again, freedom. It's wonderful. I think that's a great story to share. Really
Well,
good story. That's
thank
what we're all
you.
doing, just unloading the junk that was never ours.
That's right. That's right. Well, what about you? What's been going on in your world?
I have to say something because this just came up. Lauren reminds me. She's like, "Oh, last week you reminded me." She said, "I wrote it down that you want to speak about allowance." I'm like, "Oh yeah, I love allowance, but what did I say about it?" You're like, "I don't know." I'm like, "I don't know either." But then as we're talking to BBS, the joke about that you made your latte that you may I say it, you made
Oh,
up a
please.
coffee name. It was, I forgot the name, something with coconuts or something.
It's Cocoa Nuts Drip
Oh,
Coffee. And
that's
I did
right.
not put two and two together on the visual.
But both BBS and I did. So we started laughing, and that's the beauty of being naive. But you said after we chatted, like, oh my gosh, I did not. Like, I have to address it. I'm like, ah, no one will forget, remember, just forget it. But that's where the word allowance came in. I feel like can't we just be ourselves? Allowance. When you know someone's heart, you just allow them to be themselves, right? Now, I'll just give an example. Maybe 20% on the right and 20% on the left. Don't we have room to just like be silly or say something dumb or whatever it is? You know what I mean? I just feel like that's allowance because I know your heart and it doesn't matter. So I just feel that I feel allowance, and Q has said it too, but I feel allowance is such a huge thing just to allow people to room to stretch and not hang on everything. So I loved your coffee.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And you know what, Zosha, this just came to me. I remember I was listening to a Q show and he said, I might not, he says, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it's like, I might not be your best friend if would he would make these comments that are kind of would shake people, and it's really to demonstrate and the judgment that we still have. So he would say
Yeah.
these like off the wall comments, and so it's a conscious gateway. So, okay, this is where we're at. People are still, there's still judgment. We're still working on this,
Agree. That's perfect. That's a perfect example because even with that, if we judge ourselves, even whatnot, just allowance. Yeah, it's a also an example of a twin flame relationship and where everyone could be a twin flame. I just feel like everyone holds up that mirror. Examples, And like you said, judgment is a great way to expose the static in oneself. And
That's right.
cool, I'm gonna clear that out.
Yeah, that's just I love it. I love it.
Allowance.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reminder.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Sorry to bring that. Now everyone remembers.
Oh, jeez.
Now
Well,
you had lyrics.
okay. So, I heard this song the other day, and I've never heard it before. And when I heard it, I just started to cry. It's just so beautiful. So, I am going to bring up my lyrics. Okay. So, excuse me. Here we go. To sail on a dream on a crystal clear ocean, to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm, to work in the service of life and the living in search of the answers to questions unknown, to be part of the movement and part of the growing, part of beginning to understand. Hi, Calypso, the places you've been to, the things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. Hi, Calypso, I sing to your spirit, the men who have served you so long and so well. And then the next verse is, I love this, like the dolphin who guides you, you bring us beside you to light up the darkness and show us the way. For though we are strangers in your silent world, to live on the land, we must learn from the sea. To be true as the tide and free as a wind swell, joyful and loving in letting it be. And, then you have the chorus coming through again. But I just started crying because as I've learned, Q, our beautiful Q, was in the vessel of Jacques Cousteau. And his research vessel was named Calypso, as well as in John Denver. So I just started putting two and two together and just tears just coming down my cheeks. We were at the beach that day, and I just remember it was just absolutely gorgeous. I felt expansion. I felt myself expand outside of my body. And I don't even know how to describe it, but it was so cool, Zosia. And just a tidbit here, in 1953, Jacques Cousteau had a publication called Silent World, which predicted the echolocation abilities of porpoises, which you and I experienced in Bimini this past June. And President Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, awarded Jacques Cousteau with the National Geographic Society's Gold Medal in 1961. So another vessel of our beloved Q.
It's amazing. That's amazing, isn't it? I have chills just because of it. Just feels like the vortex of water that's discussed, and it feels like in the omnipresence vortex of those experiences, all of them that you shared, all of the details that you shared, and then your own experience with that. It's like we just keep oscillating. I remember that word Q used. We keep oscillating around each other in different forms and different ways, and beautiful. And it does also synchronistic to something I have, but it's beautiful. So how did you feel? I know there's no words, but when these synchronicities happen and we're so present to them, I don't know. It's how would you describe it? Do you feel like it's like the script is written, or just this profound communication of our own frequency? How would you describe it? If you
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say in that moment when I knew it, I didn't believe it, I knew it. Just the tears, because I feel like by growing our light, raising our frequency, where we are creating as well as remembering the higher frequency timelines that we're already in. And that I'm retrieving, collecting the parts of me that have been separate from me, and now I have a knowing, and it's as this is your word, a beautiful word, crystallizing, and taking shape and form, and it's an experience that it's almost like you're floating, and you just it takes a while to come back down. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Beautiful. Really beautiful. It does take a minute and to come back in what you're saying, but I loved it. It is like floating, just being and allowing back to allowance. It's just, yeah, it was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, thank you for the question. Can I share something that, well, no, do you
I want to tag
go
on to that
fish?
just,
Yeah, go
yeah,
fish.
just because it connects to exactly what you said. So sometimes things inspire me during the week, and now I'm in the habit of making a little document and putting it in there. So what I transcribed was from a PRQ show, and Asha says, Q is the greatest example. She gives an example of how many times we might laugh a day, how many times a child might laugh, but she says, Q laughs 6,000 times a day, like a dolphin. He's like a dolphin. And as she's saying, it was so cute because he's laughing and laughing. It was just perfect. It would be a perfect video, audio clip. But then I go on here and he says consciousness. So we know this. It just, again, it's synchronistic. Consciousness is like a seal pup and a dolphin. Dolphins have no past tense. That's what we are like, playing and playing, which is why you and I always love to play, love to laugh. If you don't like what's going on, then change it. Then Asha mentions Q and the team are here to help people ascend. Laugh, have fun, do what you love to do. Be with people that love you. Take good care of yourself. Be in nature. It sounds like your story that you shared. Here's what stood out to me as well. It's a song reference. Stay away from things that would put a black spot on your spirit. And then he earlier in the show had he sung King of Pain by Sting, and the name of the album is Synchronicity. I was like, oh my gosh. But what it stood out to me a lot about a little black spot on the sun today just added another layer. Ah, black spot. Does someone bring a black spot or whatnot? And then I remember that example came to me with a piece of paper with the black spot in the middle. I never connected it. But I was like, oh yeah, that black spot, if we focus on that black spot, right? It doesn't always feel good. So the last thing, just to say, as Q spoke about dolphin again, like you said, as we know, unbelievably optimistic, just like seals. And then Asha left it with, our heart knows things, just trust your heart. And for me, Lauren, this perfectly overlays with what you shared at the beginning of the show and the story you just shared and the song you just shared. And I did not know that about Jacques Cousteau. I don't recall that. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh.
Incredible.
Oh, you're
Incredible.
welcome. I didn't know it either. I'd heard the name, but I just was never drawn to research and look any further. So it's like, of course,
Yeah. He had a show. I used to watch a show sometimes when I was young. And they'd go, I feel with his daughter. I'm not sure, but an expert in the ocean.
And he, oh, go
Go
ahead,
ahead.
sorry.
No, please go.
Apparently, he had they put some kind of observation little observation area at the front of the ship so they could actually look, they could see out underneath and see what the dolphins were doing
Wow. Like a glass
underwater.
bottom
Yeah,
almost. Yeah. Cool. That's
Oh,
so cool.
it was so cool. I mean, and I mean, he was all over, I mean, all over the world, all
Yeah.
over. I was like, wow. And then when you know who was animating that body, we don't know how long, but it's just like, oh, of course.
It's cool too when you feel into actually in this PRQ one, he was talking about going out on ocean trek for a week and how he was speaking so quick synchronistic, how Asha was saying, can you tell everyone what you told us, the team, about how he spoke to the animals? The dolphin came, and it's when he spoke, I feel the blue, one of the varieties of whales wanted to clear up why certain things were going on in the ocean. It was fascinating. And now it's overlaying, like, of course, look at the other expression he's been in. I mean, we know he knows everything from outside of her, or he can tune in and know things. But now, when you have all your memories back, how cool you get to tap into the different expressions. Look at the vastness. I just love observing his sharing of stories because it just shows you our omnipresence. It's just super humbling in many ways.
Yes, it is. And What just came to me, just to help talk more about omnipresence, I listened to the October 14th, 2023, Being Inspired with Q, when it was Asha and Q,
Oh,
and
yeah.
they were discussing the movie the film South Pacific, and that Q was in the actor, and he was also
Was Joshua Logan,
Joshua
the
Logan,
director.
the director, the writer, the person who does the music. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like, wow. It's just so cool. It's so cool to me.
So cool. And it always comes back to there's not that many of us here.
That's right. There's not that many of us here. Oh my gosh.
It's interesting. It's interesting. And it's always circling around the ocean.
Well, speaking of the ocean, can I share something that came to me?
Sure.
Well, you know that I'm not where I usually am right now. I'm in a different location and just observing what it's teaching me. And it's very similar to what the ocean, what the ocean can teach us. And some of the words that came up for me were adaptability, improvising, adjusting, because you're not, you're not used to, you're not in the, oh, this is where I go to get this, and this is where I, take the dogs to the vet, and this is where I, so it's helping me to grow and evolve. And really trusting, okay, this just happened. Like, for example, I needed to take my one of my doggies needed medical attention, and I needed a vet. Excuse me. And so I found I was directed to someone who could help me, and the experience with these people has been absolutely amazing. So it's also helping me to trust that what I need is, I command it and it's going to show up. And so some other things that I could say for the ocean, it's adaptability, embracing change, embracing constant change, and going with the flow. Now, I didn't, this is obviously just some buzzwords that I pulled up on the internet, because it just does a better job of explaining it. The ocean also teaches us about humility and respect for nature's power, the beauty of accepting things as they are, and the need to stay calm and focused in challenging situations. So I just felt that was just so in line, in alignment of what I'm experiencing right now. Acceptance, there is a peace in accepting life's constant movement rather than trying to stop it. The waves, symbolizing going with the flow and just constant evolution, constant change, constant transformation. Embracing the change, as you can be out, as you can be out in the waters, Zosia, and it's calm, and then you got a raging sea. So yeah, I thought that was really, really, it was cool to have that, to have this experience. And I'm not done yet.
No, we're only starting in some ways, right? Starting a new way of being. What's interesting is for the people had the post, this very short post, comprehend and copy nature. Do you remember? Is that the most recent one? And that was quoted by or stated by Victor Schauberger. Did I get the name right? I didn't write that down.
I don't remember.
Okay, but what? Okay, it's the most recent one, but comprehend and copy nature. So I felt, okay, let me look that up. And how interesting. I found a documentary about Victor Schauberger. Now, I'm like, I recognize this. I looked at this video quite a while ago, or a few years ago, because my son had a project in an engineering class with water. And of course, I'm always just curious. So I did a little looking and I said, oh my gosh, have you heard of Victor Schauberger? Did you talk about him in class? He said no, so we watched it together. So anyway, I rewatched it to see if it was the same. And guess what he speaks about? All the movements of water. He discovered way earlier in his work, apparently it was all hidden, no shocker, but it was about his life and how he brought water alive again in Germany, where he worked on rivers, ponds, Q talked about the vortexing of water. So it was really fascinating and in much more detail after, knowing some things from Q. But his first, it has to do with what you're saying. One of his first inventions was in Germany, moving, they were clearing all of these trees. So he developed this type of flume to move these logs around and then observed how the water went. Anyway, his inventions or his patents are endless, really, around water. Really interesting documentary if you're interested in these things, because along this truther movement, so many of these topics have been discussed. But for me, those maybe weren't the avenues I went down, but it's really interesting to bring it all together. And, as for the people posts, I always look into when they share something deeply, but it's just like you're saying, it's about water flow. He observed that there are vortexes, let's say in a river, they'd form at the side, but he developed something from that flume experiment to put some stones, large stones in the middle of a river, and it redirected the water. And these vortexes were created, flow, adapting, improvising, adjusting, and it was bringing it alive. Up making it alive again. And that's what you're describing in the ocean as well. It's like sometimes I look around like, am we reading notes? I was here. I mean, it's fascinating.
Oh my gosh,
Just
yeah, it is.
fascinating.
And just what you said, that's what you said, Zosha, about he would put rocks or rocks in the water. Well, what is the water going to do? The water's not going to stop.
Exactly.
It met resistance. Okay, well, let's change course.
And look how stagnant it got when there wasn't movement. And the other piece on that, Lauren, is I think, feel he observed, if I got it right, in that revitalizing the river, once they revitalized it, they noticed there were different changes in the depth of the river. So where it was smooth at one point, the change of the rocks allowed the water to hit differently. So it created these deep pools, and that's where the fish were thriving because the fish loved to go upstream, but the boring river, so to say, that was flat was offering no resistance.
Ooh, interesting.
So that was creating pockets for them to feel safe and also giving them resistance, if I got it right, offering them resistance to build themselves. Now, isn't that a metaphor to our own experience? I heard earlier in one of the shows, it was beautiful on, Whiplash Talk. She had Sunshine had Rob and Shane, and I was. It's just beautiful. The more we all share our stories, I haven't heard one story yet where people show up here in a state of like ease and beauty throughout their experience. Everyone seems to have sticks in their hair and dirt in their teeth and
Oh yeah, red face from crying and
red face from crying, a bruise, what it just seems to be in the metaphor, the beautiful metaphor of the water, and just, all those different ways of nature, how nature thrived, and just get, you don't become a diamond without getting pounded on.
That's right. That's right. And Zosha, just to add on to that, I feel things are speeding, like it's time, things are changing, things are speeding up. Well, I was talking to a beautiful being the other day, and this beautiful being posed a question, well, why do you think that is? Why do you feel that is? And we discussed it, and well, we're uniting, we're sharing our story, the way that I do it, the way that you're doing it, the way that Sunshine's doing it, like we're all doing it in our own way. And it might not, my way is might not be the best way for Susie Q, but we're sharing, and by sharing, we're showing that it's possible, and we're building the faith, and while we're doing this, building the faith and trust in our ability as source, right, is helping others. Oh, well, that girl's doing it, and yeah, she, lost her cookies and ended up swimming at the ocean in her clothes. But hey, she's tenacious. She can do it. I can do it too. So we're uniting, and that is powerful.
Agreed. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. And it reminds me of what Q said as well, is the more our stories start coming together, it's what you're saying, the stronger it gets. We're aligning. We're sharing our experiences. They're very similar, different. And we're all, just feel how we're all gelling and growing. It's just profound to observe. Like what a front row seats. What it's profound to observe. And
That's right.
again, like you said, it's back to the people watching you from the beach. We can never really know how we might inspire others, but just by being ourselves, it doesn't
Yeah.
matter. It doesn't matter ultimately. But
That's
we
right.
are, we're just being ourselves. So it's very cool. Very,
Yeah,
very
it
cool.
is.
So about the speeding up piece, I found it interesting too, because this week was after, I'll just say it had to do with the weather, but I marveled at it because I always love to see to see what I'm feeling manifested, or I don't love that word, but see what I'm feeling in nature. So on, it was Sunday after after our last show, woke up beautiful. You know what it's like, the bright blue sky, the sun was shining. And I was sitting there in the morning, just observing, looking outside the windows. And then I see some lines, chemtrails, no problem. They're tracers. I always feel like, okay, cool. I know there's a lot of ship activity or activity out here, but I never saw clouds form so quickly. Within an hour, all of the skies were covered with clouds. Within another hour, it's pouring rain. I've never seen anything change that quickly. Proceeded to rain 2 days. I felt a lot of pressure, in my head and whatnot. No big deal. Then the next day it dropped 30 degrees. Then we had snow, hail. Like
Wow.
this is like crazy things. Snow and hail. Then the sun would peak out. Then it would get cloudy again. Really bizarre behavior. And then it would warm up again. And then it got sunny one day, then was sunny, and then it hailed in that afternoon. I'm like, what is going on? But it was fascinating to watch because it's not okay. We know about the weather and all of that, but to me, it just felt like, yes, this is speeding up. Even this weather is moving. But when the sun was out, blindingly bright, beautifully bright, just walking down. I mean, it filled every area. It was incredible, really incredible. I remember saying to Mermaid, you're not joking. Like, it is powerful. And it just is even brighter, whiter and brighter. So cool.
That is so cool. And Zosha, did I notice this too this week? That when I was looking at the sun, and it's white. I mean, it's not yellow, it's like white.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it
I'm
is.
just and I remember Q saying, the sun is not hot. We've been lied to about that. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Did you do that experiment as a kid where you had the magnifying glass and you went outside and got
No.
a leaf fallen that had fallen from the tree? You'd hold the magnifying glass and it would start to burn a hole in the tree, in the leaf. And I remember Q saying, like, if I got it right, that's kind of what we're under. It's magnified. That's why it feels hot. If it's magnified, just like the magnifying glass did, how it would burn the leaf. That's why we get sunburn and whatnot. I'm not an expert. It's just kind of what I re recall.
Well, to add on to the weather phenomenons that we're talking
That
about, so it sounds like there were some northern lights in places that don't normally have northern lights
too,
this
they were
week.
here too. Yeah, you said you got. I'm sorry to jump in. I got so
No,
excited.
please,
No,
please. Go
you said
ahead.
you got them.
I
Did you see them?
didn't see them, but I heard that, I heard that because I got, okay, one day this week, I was like, oh, good gosh, like just feeling it, right? I won't go through it, but and I'm like, what's going on? Like, I don't check the Schumanns anymore, but I because I just know, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. And apparently, there was a geo. I don't know if I'm saying this right. A lot of lights coming in. I'll just say that, right? That's just an easy way to say it. It's not the scientific way of saying it, but that could be a contributing factor of why we were seeing. For example, northern lights in places that you don't normally see the northern lights. Pennsylvania, Florida, New York, North Carolina. I had a family member report that they saw it in North Carolina. So what do you say? What do you say about that, Zosha?
I have no idea. Just again, just back another. It's people up here took pictures of it. I didn't catch it the first night. There were stunning colors, and the second night I watched, but there were cloud. Then I got up and then I could see the stars. Didn't see the light. I don't know why that happens, but it's just another. This connects to another story. It's phenomenal. I don't know what causes that, but it's beautiful. I know people see it better through, like, the camera takes better pictures, so. Anyway, I don't
That's
know to
cool.
answer your question.
I don't know either. I was just like, well, isn't that something? That's super cool. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I saw manatees this week at the beach.
Nice.
I'm walking and I'm like, is that a piece of wood? Like, what is
Yeah.
that? And then I see this flipper. And so apparently they're not normally spotted at the ocean like that. And I'm literally talking with them, like I'm following them along the beach, and I'm like, I'm just, I love you, and I just, can I see more? Can I see more? And they're going super slow, and there's a whole pod of them.
They're so cool. They're so gentle, right? Aren't they?
Yes.
They're so gentle and slow, like you said. That's cool, a pod. I've never seen a pod of them.
Yeah, sorry, that just sorry to blurt that
Oh,
out. It just came to me.
it's beautiful. Blurred away. That's how we roll.
It was so cool. It's just so cool.
Again, it's the weather. That's the and nature. Just seeing it is beautiful. So, okay, the sun. So this is a t unrelated but related, if I can share it.
Yeah.
Okay, you're ready to pivot?
Yep.
Okay, so I see we've talked to Q and Mermaid. We've talked to Q and Mermaid about Mary. So I saw a headline. You know, in Brazil, they have the giant statue of Jesus. I feel it's called, I forgot what it's called, the Redeemer, something like that. It's massive. So I see a headline that Brazil unveils the world's tallest statue of the Virgin Mary
Ooh.
in the Brazilian city of Crato, measuring 51 meters, which is 167 feet, approximately 15 stories high, and it surpasses the 38-meter Christ the Redeemer, there you go, in Rio de Janeiro. And I felt that's fascinating. But what came to me, it's the version of Virgin Mary is Our Lady of Fatima.
Ooh.
Now, I know about Our Lady of Fatima because a dear friend of mine always loved her and really always followed the story. So I looked into it a while ago. So I'll just share a little bit of Our Lady of Fatima. She appeared to three children in Portugal. Their stories, they were, of course, vetted. And so take this however you want to take this. Their stories were always, they were always vetted because people would come in and, not believe things. So they would vet them, and their stories apparently always matched. So there's an event called the Miracle of the Sun, and guess what year it happened in?
Which year?
1917.
Of course.
So they saw the lady in the spring of 1917, but the miracle of the sun happened on October 13th, 1917. Now, this event with the sun was witnessed apparently by over 70,000 people. So, because I'm questioning, I was like, I always meant to ask you, like, the saints, the stories, these apparitions, are they real? Which ones are real and whatnot? Now we know Bernadette is real,
Bernadette, yep. Sorry.
and Lourdes. So, just that the children, as children, are reporting it. Now, as the all of these people, I guess their story was getting out, so these people were listening and wanted to see because she mentioned, I guess, the date. And just in short, it was rain clouds. Everyone was soaked. And eventually the sun broke through. And as people were looking at it, there were reports that it looked like a spinning disc. It was dull in color, like silver. So people were able to look at it. And that touches on me because with the sun it was so bright, it has been brilliantly bright, I couldn't look at it. So this it was no interesting that the color was like silver and they could look at it. And then observers said the sun also spread into multicolors. We know the sun, like the creation lightship colors, across the landscape. It came towards the earth and zigzagged back. It danced.
Wow.
And at the same time, the people that were rain-soaked were suddenly dry. The ground that was all muddy, because people were pulling their carts through and whatnot, and it was a mess. And everything went completely dry. And apparently, people from up to 25 miles away also witnessed it. So I felt, well, that's interesting. Again, I just always feel certain things come out to me. I don't know why, but it's just to get this story of Mary in Brazil, Our Lady of Fatima, and then the story in October in 1917 had to do with the sun, and there were so many witnesses to it. Interesting enough, the three children, one of the ladies, I feel the two passed, and one of the ladies actually moved to Long Island, New York.
That's
And I feel
interesting.
she never gave her the complete story out. She promised she wouldn't, or some, I'm not sure the whole story, but there's a lot written about it. So just fascinating, an event with the son.
Wow, that's so awesome. That's so cool.
So cool. And what
Oh.
timing to, because how do people, the majority of the people are not on this journey of truth. Q has asked, and this has been in conversation, how do you tell people when Mermaid went to, I feel, a church and said, so many beautiful people, just like right there. So this statue is, we know it's outside of ourselves and all of that, but that's us. How do the rest of the people do? So I feel like the other piece is the representation of the divine feminine in a massive way. It's also representative of more women showing up, opening to the truth. And do you see, feel where I'm going? I get all these spinning things that everything connects. I just feel the connection always, like a vortex almost. So beautiful.
I love that. What do you want to talk about now?
There's so much to talk about. I just took a note, and this is a segue as well, but I don't know. It's a, how do you feel? It's just a note about, it's something came to me the other day about the creation lightship, where sometimes, oh, I know someone close to me said, yeah, sometimes I just don't feel to do it. And I said, well, there's an effort to, maybe do what you want to do, but there is an effort to not want you to do that. And Ron would say, like, that's why you can do clearings on others, because a spirit will always say yes, but you don't know what's in a person where they might say no. So that was really impactful to me years ago. But I just wanted to share my experience that Ron and Q would always talk about the Galactic Federation, and I would always check myself. I'm like, Galactic Federation, do I feel like anything about that? No. For over a year, I never felt to do that clearing. It just didn't, I was peaceful. I didn't feel anything. But a year later, something came to me and had this awakening. And, synchronicities lined up. I'm like, I'm doing the clearing. And I had a profound clearing. It was like, oh, look how that worked.
Yeah, I
So I
remember you
just,
telling me that, about sharing about that.
yeah, and I just feel like it's important sometimes. It's just to maybe double check, it's just like you were experiencing. I don't know why I felt the need to do this, but it was strong to share it. If anyone out there feels it, just sometimes there's more to it. I just say feel, over feel.
Well, and it seems like what you said, it seems like once you think you got, oh, I got this all figured out. Oh no, it's a spiral. It's just, oh, here we go. It's like layers of an onion. It just, we're gonna go deeper and deeper, right? Which is interesting because it's constant evolution. It's constant molding, changing. It's like the fabric, it's just, there's no set sh shape or form when it's just this fluid. The fluidity of the fabric and flowing fabric. That's why I like that, the image of the girl on my page. It's just the flowing fabric. Like you can't, you can, I always like, don't put me in a box. Don't restrict me. I just can't stand it. I cannot stand that feeling of limitation. I just can't. So yeah, I would just add that to it. That's what came up for me.
Do you mean for the Galactic Federation clearing, or do you mean just in general?
Just in general,
Okay.
just in general, and I the reason I said that was because, like you said, well, you didn't feel like you needed it, but
Yeah.
then something came up, and so, like, oh, I'm good, I'm all good, no need to do that, and then hey, something changed, something told your spirit, oh yeah, I need to do this, I need to do this clearing.
Yeah, and that's flowing as well. And just it, I guess also it's always checking in. I'd always just keep checking in every day. I check in. still check in, and just look. Actually, I'm always just floating around and it's fun, but checking in on Friday, twice in the day, I spontaneously burst into tears. I'm like, this is so funny. I'm like, let me look at this. So one happened in the morning. I was driving, listening to music, super happy, but I started envisioning from my heart. I was envisioning the scene. It was so beautiful. So beautiful. And I burst into tears. I'm like, wow. Wait, so they weren't sad. They're mine. You know what I mean? Not saying nothing put me on a time. It was so stunningly beautiful. And then that afternoon, I was talking actually with my daughter, and we were talking about something, and I just burst into tears again. So, again, the weather, the week with the weather. And I'm like, she's like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I don't know where that came from, but we talked about it. It was just beautiful. There was some beautiful movement of as she saw something that I said and the way she reflected on it. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just like, is it another healing? I'm not trying to analyze it, but it's just another healing or whatever. It's just spontaneous. And then we just start laughing again. And it's just, again, back to flow, just flowing. I'm not, really trying to analyze it. I just look, observing it and keep on going. We just keep going like the dolphin.
Yeah, that's right. We just keep on going.
And it's also was kind of reflective of all the weather I observed.
That's so cool.
Just showed up, just started. Like, it's just really, it's really beautiful and fun. And oh, that was the other piece too. Just listening to the show that I mentioned is hearing the guys show up as well and speak vulnerably as well. And it's just, I just lost my feeling, but I just lost what I was going to say.
Speaking about the guy showing up on the show, Shane and Rob, about just being vulnerable and sharing, and
Yeah. Yep. It left.
it'll come back.
Yeah.
It'll come
Oh,
back.
yeah. Here we go. It's a magnificent middle. It is magnificent. It is magnificent. It because just like the river, like we're seeing, like we can cling to the rock as much as we can, but the water's still going to flow. And it just, there's a magnificence to it because of the beauty of what evolves from it and the beauty of what's happening as we're all sharing, and takes my breath away.
Me too. Me too. And the, Rob was sharing his experience on Sunshine Show today, and then I know Shane shared his experience the week prior, and I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, I just love the men sharing and being vulnerable. Like, you don't have to be this big tough guy all the time, and it takes a lot of courage to share and just, like, is this journey is hard. I mean, well, you can perceive it as hard, but it's like Jodie Foster in Contact when she's in that chair, and they're getting ready to send her in that wormhole, and I'm like, yep, that's about right. That's how ascension feels sometimes, because you just feel like you're just going to explode out of your body sometimes. I just love it. People are showing up, we're doing the work, and guess what? It's going to be ups and downs, but we get up quicker. We're tenacious, and we keep going. Like, I am ascending. There's no going back. There's no going back. You cannot go back. I guess you can, but I'm not.
No, of course not. It all just feels, it's all synchronistic. I go back to what Q says. It's all synchronicity of when this happens. And Osho said something about this in the post I re-listened. We talked about Osho in that post not too long ago. And he said something like, here, let me just see. You could have lived, but you only planned. The next moment will be born out of this moment. And if you live joyously, be certain the next moment will bring more blessings and joy. Stop this habit of planning and worrying about the future. If tomorrow comes, it will be there. If you know how to live joyously, Tomorrow will be full of joy. Live for now, today. It's the only possibility to be in the here and now. You cannot be anywhere else. And then he said, just try. No one has succeeded. I love that. It's so simple. Just be here now. Again, cue in that form.
Yeah.
Just be here now. There's nowhere else to be. I look at my life in the past. It's all good because it brought me to where I am today. But I remember those times of trying to plan everything and feeling
It's exhausting,
la
isn't
la
it?
la la la. It's just, but we have every we all realize it for ourselves. But that's the beauty of feeling all of us sharing more and more. We're all sharing that more. We're all living in that now. We're all getting it. And that's the beauty of our own self-discovery. We're only accountable for ourselves to get there. So we can talk about it. But to know it, you have to experience it. And that's the beauty of just doing this, being here now. It doesn't matter. I feel it doesn't matter where I am. Okay, I'll envision from my heart if I'm imagining from my heart. That's envisioning, that's creating. That's
Yeah.
another, I would love to talk about that another time. I love that
Let's
topic
write that down.
endlessly.
I gotta write it down. Okay.
Exactly.
Do you know we only have like I don't know, we're probably out of time. Can you
So,
believe it?
it's our anniversary, BBS.
Gonna break out the champagne. I don't drink anymore, but
Who needs to?
who needs to,
Who needs
right?
to? So
Yeah.
fun. So
Yeah.
fun. We don't need to drink. We're high on life, high
That's
on
right.
experience.
That's right, on life force energy.
High right now.
Yeah. Ooh, that's the okay. Is that oh, I like that.
Is
Oh,
that a show title?
that's a show title.
All right,
That's it.
say it. Let's tell everyone the show title.
Hi, right now.
Got it, BBS? Hi, HIGH.
There you go.
Wait, BBS, spell aisle really quick. Sorry. Oh, perfect. BBS was actually very vulnerable and shared. Shared something with. I'm sorry to out you. Hi, HIGS. No,
HIGH.
You want to close it out?
I'll close it out. We are so grateful for all our subscribers, new listeners. If you want to know what's going on in the world right now, check out forthepeople.space. If you want to clean out your vessel, to prepare for ascension, creationlightship.com. And I would say that's a wrap, Zosha.
It's beautiful. It's a wrap. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye,
Bye-bye.
BBS.